And once again, we find ourselves in Cocktail Corner. Proudly brought to you by Mount Gay.
Yes, Tom, you are in the Twilight Zone.
Ooh, feels like it.
This is real life.
Goodness me.
We're in, it's almost Christmas, everyone. And everyone likes a cocktail in Christmas time.
Let me tell you what, I have spent the last couple of weeks listening to the Mount Gay ad, and I was like, every time I go into a booze store, I just want to get myself a bottle of Mount Gay.
How often you go into booze stores, you maniac?
I know, I'm crazy.
Responsibly,
I'm crazy like that.
Responsibly going into booze stores.
Just perusing.
It is Mount Gay once again for this edition of Cocktail Corner.
Yeah, right.
I'm fiddling
with
my mic.
That's what you do. These microphones do require slight fiddling from time to time.
All of them, I think,
check out this cool spring.
From the red mic, all fall down slowly. So.
That's unhelpful. I'll turn that off.
Now, Tom, welcome to BFM once again. It is a real pleasure to have you in here. You've been a wonderful addition to the Cocktail Corner expert lineup this year. So, what's on the cards for the Christmas edition of Cocktail Corner?
So, I was very happy to take this the spot actually, because it's, you know, just before Christmas. It's like we get to have a nice little farewell.
Are you embracing Christmas?
No. Well, I got a 7-year-old, so I have to.
Right. No, but I mean, regarding to the cocktail. I'd assume that everyone believes in Christmas wholeheartedly and is going out of their way to do the most Christmassy Christmas ever. Surely.
Yeah.
That's what I get from the beat on the street.
But. I'm wearing tinsel underwear,
this.
So yeah.
Look at this. This is true Christmas.
I guess we are going festive with colour.
There's green and red on the deck. We
That's
are Christmas.
Point.
That's totally
that
intentional.
Juice?
That is not a
that
mistake
a
that just happened
juice.
To happen because
is
I wanted to make it tasty. It's not intentional at all. It's a complete accident. But
we'll take it.
My thinking with this one was more, I guess, Christmassy, but Southern Hemisphere Christmassy. Because, you know, the Southern Hemisphere Christmas, it's about the booze, it's about the barbecue, it's about the beach. You know, it's hot and you want to be drinking some good stuff. There's no hot toddies here. There's no mulled wine. We're not going down that way. So we're going tropical.
Can I just say good riddance to all of that stuff, by the way?
Stay trop. one of the best things you can see is some kind of picture of Santa in like a beach outfit, in
right?
like skateboarding or surfing or something like that. And it's like, yeah, summertime Santa.
Yeah, that's our guy. Yeah. I know him. Who's that guy in the
still hella pasty and pretty overweight, but he's having a good time.
He got those rosy cheeks still. That doesn't change. That stays right there. So that's basically what I've done. Is that today we're going for? I mean, Mount Gay. You know, when it comes to those summery cocktails, Mount Gay's the go-to anyway. But this one, I thought I'd go for something a little bit different. We went the last time I was here. We did a little short and boozy rum old-fashioned. With
that
this
was
one, I've gone for something a little bit more easy drinking. We're going down the tiki cocktail route. I haven't got any cool tiki glasses, but I'm a fan of the rocks glass.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, they're still for those playing at home.
I like it. It's the classic kind of good old fashioned sort of crystal durry situation.
Exactly. Durry, yeah,
what?
Sure.
You know what I mean? The ashtray, the old ashtrays that Nanny used to
okay,
have.
Right. I thought you meant like a durry shape.
I just
like,
wanted
no,
to say crystal
much
durry. Sorry. I've never smoked. I don't know the lingo.
So it's just a cut crystal rocks glass, but like your Nana's durry tray.
For the love of God, everyone, stop entering the super prize. We've stopped taking entries. It hurts, pains me to see people wasting good text money.
Hopefully you got in some
just
entries
some
in the
emojis.
Last 5 weeks.
We do have we have alien weaponry double pass, so maybe send a text regarding that and we'll see what we can do.
Okay. That's a paid text. How much does it cost to text?
I think it's 20 cents regularly. This is like a normal phone. We've actually just got an old Alcatel phone up here, everyone. It's just sitting in front of us. And we have to muck around on eBay to find parts for it every once in a while.
And then I have to photocopy all the entries and
we got a fax machine.
Yeah. Okay, and so talk us through this cocktail. What's it based on? Whoa. Is it a classic? Is it based on a classic?
Yeah, so this one's from the tiki era. So the tiki era sort of popped up in the 70s in the West Coast. Two predominant bars were Don the Beachcomber and Trader Vic's, which are very much known for pairing up their fresh, very garish-looking cocktails with Cantonese food, essentially. And there's that sort of harked back. The story of tiki cocktails goes back to post post-World War II, a lot of people were spending time in the Pacific, Asian countries. They brought that back with them, and there came in that influence. And obviously, you're in California, so and there's the Hawaiian influence, so you've got this kind of Pacific blending of your sort of, the South Pacific, but also the Asia, the Pacific sort of Asian countries, as well as Hawaiian. What you get is what we've got before us today.
Okay.
So really, all that is we're looking at. So Mount Gay is the spirit we're talking about at the moment. Today I've got Mount Gay Black Barrel. So Mount Gay Black Barrel is a little bit of a step up from your standard Mount Gay Eclipse.
Your charred barrel.
Yeah, so it's basically, yeah, it's got the barrel is, as we know, influencing a little bit more into the spirit. So with this spirit, you're getting a little bit more spice, you're getting a little bit more, there's a little bit more going on. It's not necessary, it's not a spiced rum per se, but it certainly has a nice spicy offering. With this cocktail, you actually normally use blackstrap rum. So blackstrap rum is basically any really dark rums where there's a lot more of those sort of heavier molasses flavors. So your Goslings, Kraken is a spice rum, but would go quite nicely with this. But today, Mount Gay is the way to go because this is a little hidden gem. It's not like with the old fashioned. We're using Mount Gay XO, which is the sort of their high end offering. Right. This is a step down from that, but it's still punching well heavier above its weight. So I'm gonna stand up for a second because I need to do some shaking.
Right on. Get comfortable, man.
So yeah, so I started off, I've done a bit of cheating and I got started early. So we did
you've had a couple?
I have.
Tell me the recipe. What have we got?
So we've got
make the cocktail now.
Well, what I've gotten here so far is 7.5 mils of lime juice.
Oh, that's quite exact.
Yeah, I mean, let's say 10 mils.
Can't you just chuck around the old phrase?
Oh, you've got some, is it?
To taste.
Is this a cold press lime juice?
This is the cold press lime juice,
okay,
yeah.
Cold press.
So the stuff that I've got, it's a little bit more tart than fresh lime juice.
More expensive than normal lime juice?
This is probably pressed and seasoned.
Nah, because the limes, it's like $30 a kg.
It's insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't bring it up for no reason, Tom.
I know.
I'm worried about the limes.
It's like those water tanks.
Going forward,
you know?
Have we got enough limes? Don't worry about AI, everyone. Have we got enough limes?
If you do, you know, when the apocalypse comes, and let's be honest, it is coming. One thing you will need is that lime tree in your backyard, if nothing else. If nothing else.
A shotgun and a lime tree.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got to sit in front of something and polish my shotgun. It's going to be my goddamn lime tree.
So yeah, so far we've got the lime juice. We've got Peixot's Aperitivo.
What the heck is that, by the way?
Yeah, so the Aperitivo is a cool little product. It's basically an aromatized wine, I guess, is the best way to explain it. But it's basically it's very similar to your
Where has the word aromatized been?
Aromatized.
It's 11%. So yeah, it is a wine. It's very red. This is what we're talking about when we're saying Christmas colors, because this is just straight up red.
It's a bittering agent. You've got Campari is a quite a prominent one.
What is a rosé then? Isn't that like something like that?
Nah. So rosé is. So this is made by adding herbs and things of
Tom, I don't know.
Do you like that?
I don't know, mate.
Do you like the,
it's fine that
the
I don't
preciseness?
Know. I love the mystery in life. Okay, what I need you to do is put that in the cocktail and make the cocktail, and I'll just be like, look, that red stuff, man. I reckon the red stuff made it mint.
It's basically herbs and spices. I can't actually tell you what's in it.
Yeah,
so
you shouldn't. I like where it's at.
I've
right
not
now.
Done my homework on that one.
Herbs and spices is
how
great.
How much that's of good. The Peixot's Aperitivo did you put
it's
in?
It's a lovely
top?
Pink orange.
That one, I think I put 20 mils in. Yeah,
okay,
I did. It was 20 mils.
All right, I'm ready.
I did 60 mils of pineapple juice.
60 mil pineapple juice, yep.
Yes indeed. And now I'm going to add in, oh no.
So we're building this in a shaker, built in a, or added
nice.
To.
Nice.
Sorry to talk over that.
It's okay.
How much
so
rum?
I'm doing 45 mils
rum.
Of rum.
Sounds great, I can hear it coming.
Glug, glug, glug.
Oh, that is a big old dose of rum.
I'm doing a double serve because I'm going to make a couple for you and then I'm making one.
Can people
for
start saying because it's Christmas a little bit?
One for you, one for me.
One for Christmas. Because it's Christmas. Oh, look, now there's a lot of ice in the glass. You've gone right to the top of a Boston shaker.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
A tumbler, and then you're putting like a lid on it now, and I feel like you're about to go to Shaketown.
Yeah, absolutely. And hey, when you're making cocktails, the rule is ice is your best friend. You never go cheap on ice when you're making cocktails. Jeepers.
Tom, I might have imagined this, but I got kind of a little hint of aroma when you started shaking.
It's probably all that aromatized stuff that's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've also got some rhubarb bitters.
I did, yes. Yeah. I'm glad you noticed.
Did you put that in already? Or
no, I haven't. No, that's for the end. So
I saw those bitters as well, Tom.
Yes, yeah.
Good. I saw them over there as well.
Good. Points all round.
Tom, I saw them as well. Helping.
Okay, so now basically what we're doing is I got my Hawthorne strainer, which is just your standard strainer, whacking that bad boy on the top of the Boston shaker. I haven't even iced your glasses.
Strange
how a standard strainer is called a Hawthorne strainer, isn't it?
What the heck are these glasses called again?
Nana's.
It's like a ashtray. Crystal. Oh yeah, sorry.
Crystal glass.
No, sorry. Crystal Durry.
A la ashtray. Nana's ashtray.
Cut crystal tumbler.
A la Nana's ashtray.
Tumbler or just, yeah, Nana's Durry tray.
Tom's on my vibe.
I'm slightly more high class than Nana's ashtray.
But you're right with your left hand.
Yeah, because I'm alternative.
If this is a certain time, you would have got that beaten out of you at school, John. You know that, right? It's crazy back then. Oh, good color. Good color.
Strain full of ice.
So, yeah, so I've strained that into your glass. Oh, there might actually, no, there's not enough left there for me. But
what a great color, man. I can't even label it.
It's quite bright, isn't it?
Yeah, sort of like, but it's like, is it orange? Is it red? It's happening right now.
Yeah, it's sort of like a...
You're about to bitter it.
I am about to bitter it,
You got bitter between the index finger and the thumb.
Well, you got to make it look cool, even though I just made it go everywhere, but...
It's better up the desk. Better than tagging
better
it.
Than, make it look
better
cool.
Than scratching your name in the glass.
This
thanks,
is from another cocktail corner.
Oh, John's just showing Tom some kind of stain that's on the carpet behind us.
No,
here.
On the wall.
It looks like a blood stain.
Yeah, well, it's like a soundproof... cocktail corner.
Oh, that looks was like a great, there's that been was a great some murders up in here.
Controlled mayhem.
All right, and that's the cocktail right there. So while
you make yourself one,
I'm gonna quickly make myself one.
You're gonna make one for one person, kind of.
Yeah, that's totally doable. We can do that.
Oh, it's very aromatic.
See, you got.
Oh,
you,
it's like a can. It's like some kind of candy.
It's candy-ish. Yeah, it's you got some sweetness because of the pineapple.
It's like a little 50-cent mix. This one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so you're just like Christmas Day to wow everyone to wow your guests.
This is a well. I as I said when I did the
we're reminding someone about tumbler and it's bumming them out. Sorry. We said tumbler, boss, big glass, schooner. Is that no? I forget what they call. I guess we need to use the word now, don't we? We're just moving the word on. Sorry.
You gotta have your jargon down. Yeah, I mean this one's good. I reckon for. Maybe not like the first drink, because I like the boozy first drink, mm-hmm. So it kind of hits you and gets you going.
Mm.
And then this is sort of a good follow-up, because it's a little bit sweeter. But you've still got that sort of, that bitterness coming through, like that's your bittering agent, that aperitivo. Yeah.
This has a real, like it's quality candy. You know, when you get that candy, like in your America, like a Jolly Rancher or something like that, it's like that kind of candy.
It's really round in the mouth. I thought it might be slightly more citrus with the lime in there, but it's not too citrusy, it's not too tart. It's got quite a smooth mouthfeel.
Caller, are we making you thirsty?
Yeah, bro. Can I get a hito on a ironing board with a burnt sugar lemon?
Can you speak into the voice box a little bit louder, please? When you're making your order.
Yes. A mojito on an ironing board.
A mojito on the ironing board.
Ironing board. Yes, yep.
With a burnt sugar rim.
I think this is...
Oh, with a burnt sugar rim.
Ooh, a traditionalist.
I think you were trying to get my private number, that one. Thanks, mate. Wrong number. Yeah, you can get that. If you throw enough money at it, mate, you can get it.
I feel like he was calling from a phone box as well.
Yeah,
he was calling from a phone box.
Like ordering through drive-thru or something.
I feel like he was looking at us right, like while he was saying.
Don't say that. Are looking over our shoulder. Is that him?
Jesus.
Now, this is a great one.
Yeah, it's a really nice drink, Tom. Fantastic.
Yeah, I haven't been in this territory, I don't think, for a long time.
It has that sherbet angle that I really like.
But it's not too sweet at the same time.
No, not at all. You actually, what sugar element have you even put in there when I think about it? So you put a little bit of pineapple juice?
The pineapple is the sugar, yeah.
What's happening right now?
You get some sort of sweet notes with the aperitivo because it is... It's similar to Campari, which is a bittering agent that you use in like Negronis classically, and it's quite bitter. So this is, because the other famous one is Aperol, which is sort of the sweeter version of Campari. Mm. And this sort of sits quite nicely in the middle in that it's got the bitterness that Aperol doesn't, and it's got the sweetness that Campari doesn't.
What's this called again? What's the drink called? Is it a standard?
Oh, yeah, I haven't even said the name of the drink, have I? So this bad boy is called the Jungle Bird.
Oh, the really?
Oh, yeah.
Birds of Paradise.
Oh, yeah.
This one's down for a win in my book, actually. It's in sort of cocktail territory that we don't usually go
And you just whipped
into.
Your one up really fast as well. Like, fair to say, that was... That was
I've
had knocked
of,
that up in
I've
like...
had a bit of practice.
Yeah.
Plus I was getting some serious FOMO.
Not too sweet, not too sour. Mm. Good flavour, good... Yeah.
Not a mojito on a 90 board in a room of dark brown sugar.
No, I mean, we can do that next time. Let's do it. Oh, no, we can't. No, we're onto a new spirit next time.
It's a whole new year.
That's true. There's a new year coming up, isn't it? That's not far away either, is it?
On that note, Tom, can I just say a big, big thank you from BFM to Hancock's.
Kapo.
And to Mountgate and Contro, who have been with us on Cocktail Corner for the last few months. It's been really good. You guys have been delivering the goods. So if anyone out there wants to pick up any of this stuff, they can get it from a good liquor store.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Or Glengarry.
Yeah, that's the one. Yep. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having us. It's been bloody enjoyable. I got to say that.
Hey, cheers! Let's cheers it up.
Chucking
right now.
Chucking that bad boy in there made
cheers
it. That,
the
bitters.
Rhubarb bitters.
Yeah.
And maybe cheers. Maybe that's what it was.
Cheers, ears. Up your bums.
Great.
If anyone wants to make any of these cocktails, they do get podcasts. They're up on the BFM website under the Drive podcast section and. The whole podcast will be up, and also the recipe with links to where you can get the ingredients. So just go for it. Summer and that, New Year's, Christmas, blah, blah.
Thanks, bro.
Cheerio.
Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Mount Gay.